last week. That wasn't last week. It was 3 weeks ago, actually. Last time we had a shear. I decided that we are going to skip forward to Shemoneh Esrei. Because I realized that if not, we will probably never get there. So we'll do Shemoneh Esrei, which is the Ikar HaTefillah. And if we ever finish, we'll look at other areas of Tefillah as well. So we had one shiur already on as an introduction to Tefillah, to Shemoneh Esrei, and I would like to continue on that introduction. So last week we spoke about the taking the three steps backward and three steps forward before Shemoneh Esrei. And then we started talking about the direction that a person is supposed to face during Shemoneh Esrei. And we mentioned that in Shulchan Aruch, and it's pretty obvious that no matter which direction a person is facing, the main aspect of tefillah is shichav liboy l'aviv shemashemayim, that a person's heart should be aligned to his Father in heaven. That is the main point. Now the lashon of the Mishnah in Masechtas Brachos is yichaven liboy keneged beis kodesh hakadoshim. Says that a person should align his heart opposite the beis kodesh hakadoshim. And I want to bring out a very, very important nekuda, very important point when it comes to tefillah, because people tend not to take their tefillah seriously. There's a word from Chassam Sofer that I repeat a lot. It's an amazing word from Chassam Sofer. It's in Parshas Kisisa. The pasuk says in Parshas Kisisa, "Achas shabseisai tishmeru, ki oisi ben yu enechem ladoreseichem ladas ki ani Hashem kadishchem." The pasuk says, "You should observe only. You should observe my Shabbos, ki it is a sign between me and you for all generations that you should know that I am Hashem that sanctifies you." So the Chassam Sofer is bothered that it seems the pasuk is telling us about the sanctity of Shabbos. So it seems that the right words would be lodas, that from you should know ki ani Hashem mekadesh haShabbos, that I am Hashem that sanctifies the Shabbos. Why does the pasuk say lodas ki ani Hashem mekadeshchem? You should know that I am Hashem that sanctifies you. So the Chassam Sofer says like this: we know that the creation of the world is obviously something that is very important to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. We know from Pirkei Avos, Hashem created the world with Asara Mamorais, with 10 utterances, L'Tzchar Tov L'Tzadikim Shemekayimen Asara Olam, to give reward to the Tzadikim that sustain the world, U'Yiparam Ereshayim Shemachriven Asara Olam, and to punish the wicked who destroy the world. So the world, the creation of the world, is very important to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Yet, we know that the creation of the world is not the most important thing in the world. It's not the most important thing. The Gemara says, Masechtas Ketubos, that Godel Yoyim Shehukim Ba'a Mishkan, Miyoyim Shebora Shemayim Ba'aretz. The day that the Mishkan was erected was greater than the day that heaven and earth were created. It's a greater day to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. The Gemara is Medayik from Sukkim. Here it says, Migdash Hashem Koninu Yodecha. Here it says, Af Yodi Yazda Aretz. So the Mishkan is greater than Bria Shemayim Aretz. It's greater than creation of heaven and earth. So one would have thought, says Chassam Sofer, that the Mishkan is the greatest thing that can possibly exist. Says Chassam Sofer, no. We learn from this pasuk, Achashab Saisai Tishmoyer, this pasuk of Pashas Kisisa, the fact that it's written right before Malachas HaMishkan. We learn from here that Malachas HaMishkan is not Doicha Shabbos. That as important as building the Mishkan is, you can't build the Mishkan on Shabbos. Shabbos is obviously greater than building the Mishkan. So even though building the Mishkan is greater than the creation of heaven and earth, nevertheless, Mishkan is still not as great as Shabbos because you can't build the Mishkan on Shabbos. So obviously Shabbos is greater. Fine. So the Mishkan is not the greatest thing in the world. Shabbos Kodesh must be the greatest thing in the world. So some say, no, Shabbos is not the greatest thing in the world. Because we learn another limit from this pasuk. It says, Ach HaShabbos HaTishmoyru. Ach is an exclusion. That there is a time when you don't observe Shabbos. And that is when a Jewish life is in danger. Pikuach Nefesh is Deich HaShabbos. If a neshama of a yid is in danger, that pushes away Shabbos. So the neshama of a yid is greater than Shabbos, which is greater than the Mishkan, which is greater than creation of heaven and earth. So from this pasuk, we learn that Shabbos is greater than Malachas HaMishkan, and we also learn from here that a yid is greater than Shabbos. Says the Chassam Sofer, that's why this pasuk concludes, Lo das, from this pasuk you are to know, Ki ani Hashem mekadishchem, that I am Hashem that sanctifies you. A yid needs to know how holy they are. The Chassam Sofer concludes that we know that if somebody would, we mentioned, the world was created with Asorah Mamorais, that if the Rishoyim that destroy the world are going to be punished. Okay, the world's not the greatest thing. The Mishkan is greater. And that's why if somebody walks in to the Mishkan when he's Tamei, someone desecrates the Mishkan, Rachmana Litzlan, a person is Chayiv Misa. And let's take Shabbos Kodesh, which is greater than the Mishkan. We know that if somebody desecrates the Shabbos, also, Chayiv Skila, the worst Misa that there is. That's how Kodesh Shabbos Kodesh is. He says, now, if a Yiddish Neshama is greater than Shabbos, which is greater than the Mishkan, which is greater than Riyas Shemayim Aretz, how careful does a Yid need to be not to desecrate his Neshama? And not to desecrate any other Yid's neshama. How careful we need to be to value the Kedusha of our own neshamas and the Kedusha of other Yid's neshamas as well. So the Chassam Sofer says that a remez, to remember, in order to remember this vort, he says, we say, Shema, the Pasuk says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So he says, Shema is Rosh HaTevis, Shabbos, Mishkan, Olam. Those are the three levels. Right? There's Olam is the world, Mishkan is the level above Olam, and the level above Mishkan is Shabbos. Shabbos, Mishkan, Olam. The only thing that is greater than Shema, than Shabbos Mishkan Olam, is Yisrael. A Yid is greater than Shabbos Mishkan Olam. And the only thing that is greater than Yisrael is Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So I believe that when a Yid is about to approach Tefillah, Chazal tell us, Yechaven es libay keneged beis kodesh hakadosh. Doesn't say Yechaven es libay libeis kodesh hakadosh. It says Yechaven es libay keneged beis kodesh hakadosh. Meaning, Chazal tell us, What you need to take to mind is, line up your heart against the Kodesh HaKadoshim and realize which one is more Kodesh. Which one is more valuable to the Rabbeinu Shalom? Is it your heart or is it the Kodesh HaKadoshim? And you'll realize that it's you. We, our heart, there's more Kodesh than the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, Dav. It's after we realize how Kodesh we are, that is when we can Dav. We need to take ourselves very seriously. So that's the Hachana. The Hachana to Tefillah is Yechavanes Liba Kenegit Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Align your heart connected Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Realize that your heart is more Kodesh than the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then we get out. The tour in Siman Tzadik Hei begins with a halacha that is relevant to Shemoneh Esrei. That is, Yichaven Raglav Zayitzel Zeh. A person should see to it to place their feet next to each other. By Shemoneh Esrei, we're obligated to keep our feet next to each other. The Chsiv, as it says in the Pasuk in Yechezkel, this is the Pasuk that the tour brings. V'ragaleihem regel yishora. It says by the Malachim that their feet stand straight. Brings the tour from the Yerushalmi. Reb Levi and Reb Simon. There's a machlokes between Reb Levi and Reb Simon. Chad Amar. One says, Kemalachei Hashoreis, that when we daven Shemoneh Esrei, we need to stand like the angels. The Chsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, V'ragleihem regel yishora, their feet is like one straight foot. That's how our feet need to stand together, as if it's one straight foot. The Chadama, the other opinion, says ki kohanim, that we need to stand like the kohanim. How did the kohanim stand? The Chassid says in the pasuk, they saw the malis al mizbechi, shayu kohanim holchem ekev tzadik good. The kohanim would walk with one foot in front of the other, with the their heel of one foot by the toe of the other. So there's a machlokes here in the Yerushalmi. How do you need to stand by Shemoneh Esrei? With your feet next to each other or the one foot in front of the other? It's a machlokes. We obviously paskin with our feet next to each other. That's how we paskin. But what's pshat in this machlokes? So I think the pshat is like this. The nature of people is that when it comes to gashmias, when it comes to materialistic matters of physicality, we tend to strive to for more. Yesh leimona, Chazal say, yesh leimona, Reis HaMasayim, is the nature of a human being. They have 100, they want 200. Ein al demeis v'chatzi talvasa b'yodai. When a person dies, all they have is half of their desires. Because a person always wants more. That's what keeps the world moving. However, when it comes to ruchnius, when it comes to matters of spirituality, the nature of people is that they're complacent. They're satisfied. They're sameach b'chelkam. They're very satisfied with what they have. I have a certain amount of time. I learn every day. Down to the betzibur. I give this amount of tzedakah. Very satisfied. There isn't that drive to grow like there is by Gashmias. And the emphasis, it should be exactly the opposite. When the Gashmi is, Chazal say, Ezu Ashir HaSamech B'chelka. Who's rich? Somebody who's satisfied with their lot. That's how it should be B'Gashmi is. And by Ruchni is, it is, we should be constantly striving to reach greater heights. Malachim, angels, are called Imdim. Standers. They don't, because angels can't grow. They're created for a certain mission, and that's how they stay. Whereas people are called Holchim. We're called Holchim because we can grow. We have the ability to grow in Ruchnis. So I believe that really there's no machlokes here between these two opinions in the Rishalmi. Just one of them is focusing on Gashmias, meaning, what should we be davening for? Bashman Ezra. Should we be davening for more Gashmias, or should we be davening for more Ruchnias? First thing to focus all their tefillahs on, Rebbeinu Shlom, I need more, I need more money, I need more this, I need more that. Gashmius is something we could have before, but if a wise person makes their main tefillah for Ruchnius, asking the Rebbeinu Shlom for more clarity in Avodas Hashem, to be able to serve Him, to know what our purpose is in this world, that we should have the ability to overcome our Yetzirah, to overcome the Nisyonis that we constantly face. These are what our tefillahs should really be for. So, one Manda Omer says, when you daven, put your feet together and stand like a malach. Meaning, when it comes to, forget about your Gashmias, you've got enough Gashmias, and your tefillah should be for Ruchnias. The other Manda Omer is, so that Manda was focusing on Gashmias. That opinion is focusing on Gashmias. That's why he says, stand. Remain where you are in your Gashmias. Let your Shemen Esser be for Ruchnias. The other Mandamar says, put one foot in front of the other as if you're walking, as the Kehanim do. Meaning, that is what your tefillah should be about. Your tefillah should be about growing in Ruchnias. Perhaps this is why we take three steps forward when we approach tefillah. Since tefillah is one of our avoiders of ruchnias, we take three steps forward to show that when it comes to ruchnias, we're walking. We're growing. We're not standing straight. There's a Gemara. The Gemara says, "Mesachtes brachas on the pasuk krum zulus b'nei adam." Says the Gemara, "Elu devarim shoyim demruma shaloyelam evnei adam mezalzel b'hem." These are matters that are beruma shaloyelam, that are in the height of the world, and people degrade them. And Rashi says this is the Gemara is talking about tefillah. Tefillah is something that is oymed beruma shaloyelam. It stands at the height of the world, yet people degrade it. The Zavort of Masatmaruv, Masatmaruv's Chanavurcha says that, what does it mean that tefillah is Oimdim Beruma Shaloylam, it stands at the height of the world? So he says that there's a Gemara. The Gemara says that Miyayim Sherechor Beis HaMikdash, from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Nin Alu Shari Tefillah, the gates of tefillah are locked. but the gates of tears are not locked. So the Satmar Rav says, well, if that's the case, what's the point of davening? The gates of tefillah are locked. Now, you can't tell a person to cry, because either you do cry or you don't cry. It's not something you can tell a person to do. So it can't be that our obligation to daven is to cry, because that can't be an obligation. So what is the point of tefillah? Shari tefillah ninalu. Says in Samarov that tefillah ascends heavenward. But when it comes to the gates of heaven, the gates are locked. So the tefillah just remains there. It's imdim beruma shalaylam. It stands at the height of the world. It can't go any higher. But when someone comes along and davens with tears, the gates open. And all the tefillahs go up. So that is, he said, that's the point of davening. Davening, our tefillahs eventually go up. We need to come on to that person that's going to daven with tears to open the gates. But according to what we've said, there's another understanding of Dvarim Ha'im Demirum HaShalaylam. And that is, tefillah is made for ruchnius. What tefillah is made for is to daven for ruchnius. We're supposed to be davening for our Yirah Shemayim. We're supposed to be davening that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should instill within our hearts and the hearts of our children Yiras Hashem and Ahavas Hashem. And as mentioned before, that Hashem should save us and our children from the Yetzer Hara and all the Nisiyah Nisazman. That's what tefillah is made for. It's Ayin Debruma Shel Olam. Tefillah is made for things that are ruchni. B'nei Adam Azazlan, people waste tefillah on gashmis. So you might ask, we know Hakol B'dei Shemayim, Chitzim Yirah Shemayim. Everything is Chazal say everything is in the hands of heaven besides Yirah Shemayim. So what are we going to daven for Yirah Shemayim for? What are you going to daven for ruchnius for? The answer is, it's in your hands. Of course it's in your hands. It's in your hands whether you're going to daven for it or not. Are you going to daven for ruchnius? Are you going to daven for gashmius? Of course if you daven for ruchnius, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is going to give it to you. But it's not B'dei Shemayim, meaning the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is not going to give it to you unless you ask for it. A person can waste their tefillah on gashmias. A person can use their tefillah constructively. Use it for ruchnias. Nothing wrong with davening for gashmias also. But our main function of tefillah is to daven, to be able to be Avdei Hashem. So let's start now with the pasuk we say right before we begin Shemoneh Esrei. That is Hashem Sefosai Tiftach Ufi Yagid Tehillasecha. Before we begin Shemoneh Esrei, we ask Hashem to open our mouths. Hashem Sefosai Tiftach. Hashem, open my lips. Ufi Yagid Tehillasecha. And my mouth will relate your praises. So, these words are very, very deep words. And if we understand these words correctly, we can have a new appreciation for the entire Shemoneh Esrei. So before, in order to understand this, we need to introduce a Gemara in Masechtas Brachos. The Gemara says like this, Ein oimdim lehispalel, ela mitoch kovod rosh. Says a person should not stand up to daven, unless the person has a heavy head. Now, what does that mean? It means yira. there needs to be a sense of awe that a person has as they are getting up to Damash Manasri. Then the Gemara says, "In oyim dem leispal elamatech simcha shel mitzvah." A person should only get up to daven if he's in a joyous a mood of joy of simcha, a joy of a mitzvah. Meaning that there is a person avodas Hashem needs to be besimcha. So there needs to be a sense of vigilu b'ra'ada, right? We need to have the kavod roish, which is the ra'ada, a sense of a trembling and a sense of awe, but at the same time, a tremendous simcha that we're able to stand before the Melech Malchei Melech. And then the Gemara says, a third halacha, ein oimdim lispal elamatech halacha p'suka. A person should only get up to daven if they have a halacha p'suka, meaning a definitive halacha. Now the literal understanding of this is that if a person is in the middle of a sugya and they have not yet come to a conclusion, so they're going to end up thinking about it all davening. So the Gemara says, "Ain't nothing to follow with halacha p'suka. Don't get up to daven unless you have a conclusion, or else your head is going to be thinking about this all the time." But I believe that there's a deeper meaning, at least a deeper understanding of why this is all necessary. In order for tefillah to be an emes tefillah, a productive tefillah, we need to have these three ingredients of ein adam lespal. We need kovid roish, simcha shal mitzvah, and halacha psuk. And here's where we come back to Hashem sefosai tiftach. The end of the parsha is about Loischa. The pasuk says like this: "Vatadaber Miriam v'Aharon v'Moshe." Miriam and Aharon spoke about Moshe. Al oides ha'isha hakushis ashalakach, about this Cushi woman that he married, ki isha chushis lakach, because he married a Cushy woman. Now, if we were to take this pasuk literally, anyone would say that what the pasuk is saying is that they were talking about him, that he married a black woman. That's what they were talking about. However, Rashi and Unklis both say that it's exactly the opposite of what the pasuk is saying. The pasuk is saying that he separated from his beautiful wife. So Cushi is Lashon Sagi Nohir. It's a euphemism. And instead of talking about the woman that he married, we're talking about the woman that he separated from. So Iker Chasam and HaSefer. Not only Chasam and HaSefer, it says exactly the opposite in the pasuk of what is real pshat. So we need to understand why the pasuk, why the Torah Hakadosh perhaps worded it this way. Pasuk continues. Oh, Yomer, what did they say? Harak ach b'Moshe diber Hashem. Did Hashem only speak to Moshe? Haligam banu diber. He spoke to us as well. Vayishma Hashem, and Hashem was listening. So. Now, first, literally, what they were saying is, why does Moshe need to separate from his wife Is it because Hashem spoke to him? Hashem spoke to us too. We didn't separate from our wives. Now, the interesting thing is, it should have said, Harak ach limoisha divra Hashem. But is it only to Moshe that Hashem spoke? It says Harak ach b'Moshe divra Hashem. Is it only within Moshe that Hashem speak? Harigam banu diber. It doesn't say harigam lanu diber. It says harigam banu. Hashem speaks in us as well. What does that mean? And the pasuk concludes Vayishma Hashem, and Hashem was listening, as opposed to when. Hashem doesn't. Is there ever a time that Hashem doesn't listen? So, what does Hashem answer to them? So Hashem says to them, Shimu no devarai, listen to what I have to say. Even if you are prophets, Hashem b'mara elavazvada, Hashem appears to them in visions, b'chaloyim adababoy, Hashem speaks to Nevi'im in dreams. Loichein avdi Moshe. That's not the case with my servant Moshe. He's totally different. Don't compare yourselves to Moshe. B'chol beisi namanu, he is trustworthy in my whole house. What does that mean? Moshe is trustworthy in Hashem's house. Peel, peel, davaboya, speak to him mouth to mouth, marav lebechidois, with a vision, not with any riddles. Tunas Hashem yavit. He sees the image of Hashem. Why weren't you afraid of speaking against my servant Moshe? So, al derech avoyde. The Torah HaKadosh is not a history book. The Torah HaKadosh is teaching us how to serve Hashem. So I believe al derech avoyde, the Torah HaKadosh is teaching us how to approach tefillah. The Chassidish Sforim say, it's not only the Chassidish Sforim, Chassam Sofer says this, that when we get up to Daven Shemen Esrei, we need to realize that it doesn't make any sense that a human being should get up to daven before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How a puny creature can get up to stand before the Melech HaMelechim just doesn't make any sense. So how do we open our mouths? How does a human being have the chutzpah to open their mouth and say Baruch Atah Hashem? It makes no sense. So they explain, this is why there's an introduction. Before a person says Baruch Atah Hashem, the person needs to realize that the person is not speaking. The Shekhinah encloses itself within the human being, and it is the Shekhinah that speaks from within us. Every Yid is Zoyche. Every Yid merits b'shas tefillah to Shechina medaberes v'mitoch groinoi, that the Shechina speaks from within us. Hashem sefosai tiftoch. This is what we say. Ribbono shel olam, you open my lips. Ufi yagid tilasecha, my mouth will say your words, will say your praises. Not I will say your praises. I can't say your praises. You speak through my mouth. Hashem sefosai tiftoch. Ufi yagit ilasacha, my mouth will relate your praises. That is what this pasuk means. This is how we begin davening. Now we can say Baruch Atah Hashem. It's no longer the human being speaking. So what is truly happening at the time of tefillah is that our being is becoming a mishkan. What is a mishkan? A mishkan is a home for the Shekhinah. Every yid b'shas tefillah becomes a home for the Shekhinah. A mishkan. That's why the pasuk says ki beisi beis tefillah. The Rebbe Shlomo says my home. What is my home? The house of tefillah. Every yid is a beis tefillah. Because we all become the home for the Shechina at the time of Davening. Now, in order for our being to be a home for the Shechina, we need to make sure that our being is worthy of being a dwelling place for the Shechina. Now, every person is made up of four components. There's the guf, the body. There is the heart, the lev. There is the seichel. The heart is our emotions, right? There's the seichel, which is our intellect. And then there's the neshama. And we need to prepare each of these components to be a makayim that is roi, a place that is befitting for Ashras Hashem. So, how do we prepare our guf? There are halachas. How we're supposed to prepare our guf for davening. We need to have a guf naki. We need to have a clean body. A person needs to approach davening with appropriate attire. The guf needs to be prepared to be a makan for the Ashras Hashchin. How do we prepare the lave? How do we prepare the heart? That's why Chazal say, "Ein oindim lespal amatach kovid rosh." A person has to have a sense of yira. There needs to be a awe. That is one of the emotions is necessary for bringing the Shechina into our being is yira. That is how we prepare the heart. How do we prepare the seichel? A person needs to learn some Torah before a person approaches davening. Prepare the seichel. The seichel, sanctify the seichel. It should be worthy of Ashras Hashchina. And then the neshama. How do we prepare the neshama? That's ein ayin lespalam b'tach simcha shal mitzvah. Simcha is an attribute of the neshama. So when there's, before a person gets up to daven, where the person is going to become a mishkan to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, a mishkan for the Shechina, a person needs to prepare all four components of their body. The guf needs to be prepared with kavod, with appropriate honor. The neshama needs to be prepared with simcha. The heart needs to be prepared with yira, and the seichel needs to be prepared with Torah. Now, when a person prepares themselves properly, the person then will feel the illumination when a person davens. The person will feel connected. However, if we just enter davening without the proper achana, without the covenant, without the simcha, without the yira, without the Torah, then we know how it goes. We're in dreamland during davening. We're not present at all. So, here's where we come back to the Parshas Bal Yischa, where Moshe and Aharon are watching Moshe prepare for davening. And there's Usha Isha Kushis Lokach. Kushis Rosh HaTevis. Kushis is an acronym for Kavod, Simcha, Yira, and Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu prepares himself to greet the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, to become a Mishkan L'Shechina, with all four preparations, Kavod, Simcha, Yira, and Torah. And Aharon, Miriam says to Aharon, use her words, Harag ach bim Moshe deber Hashem. Does the Rebbeinu Shel Olam only speak through Moshe? Halagam banu deber. When we speak, the Shechina is speaking through us as well. Even though we don't have those, we don't prepare ourselves the way Moshe does. But Yishma Hashem, and Hashem listens to us also. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says to Moshe, says to them, how can you compare? Moshe Rabbeinu, when he davens pe'al pe'adavrabo, he's speaking mouth to mouth. He feels the illumination. He feels the connection. If you don't make the connection, if you don't make the proper achana, b'chaloy madavrabo, you're speaking and you're dreaming. You're not. A person isn't connecting properly when the person doesn't prepare for tefillah the way one should. So, when we say Hashem Sefosai Tiftach Ufi Yagiti Losacha, we need to realize that this is not just Hashem opening my mouth and I'm going to speak your tefillahs. This is, we're asking the Rabbeinu Shleilam to open our mouth and speak through us. It's a new understanding of what tefillah is. We become a mishkan for the Shechinah. And as a result, this needs to affect how we prepare ourselves for davening. We have to remember kushis. Kavod, which is how we prepare our body. Simcha is how we prepare our neshama. Yira is how we prepare our lev. And Torah is how we prepare our seichel. And by properly preparing for davening, by becoming a... And that is why the Rabbeinu Shlom says to Miriam and Aaron, "B'chol beisin emanu." Moshe Rabbeinu is very trustworthy to make himself into a bias, to make himself into a home for the Shechinah. That is what we need to be. Ki beisi beis tefillah. That's chus. No doubt that our tefillahs will be by Yishma Hashem. The Rabbeinu Shlom will listen to our tefillahs, and we will be zoicha to kol tuv. V'toyv beruchnis v'gashmis.